Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. Well, we did it. The 2023 Teen Challenge fundraiser and banquet is in the books. We set up and decorated. We cooked 300 pounds of tri-tip, enough rice pilaf and green beans to feed a small army. We set up, and then we got dressed up, and the community showed up. Sequoia Conference Room was filled up to capacity, and we all had a great time. The food was delicious. Justin Fox and the band led the New Creations Choir, and they nailed it. The guest speaker shared about his journey through life and how Teen Challenge had helped him become the man he was always meant to be. And today, he's a father, a husband, and a pastor. After that, we auctioned off some items that were donated from some very generous community members. Thank you to everyone who helped make it such a great event. It was a team effort, and we had an amazing team. At the end of the night, I went home exhausted. The day after a huge event like that, people often ask me, "So, was it successful?" Well, I guess that depends on what you mean by successful. What's your definition of success? Do you mean, did you raise the funds that you were hoping to raise? The purpose of a fundraiser, after all, is just that, to raise funds. But sometimes I think success looks very different than just financial goals. Sometimes success for a nonprofit includes helping your guests catch the vision for what you're trying to do as an organization. Success includes helping your guests see the positive impact that you're having on your community. We had two of our current students share testimonies of what is happening in their lives since they came into the program. We also had one staff member and the guest speaker. All of them shared testimonies or success stories of what God has done and is doing in their lives. For me, it gives hope. When I hear about someone who was so caught up in her addiction that she didn't care if she lived or died, and through a series of events found herself in a program where people loved her and helped her see her value and worth as a child of God, and that radically changed her life, it gives me hope. It gives me hope that my friends and family who are struggling with addiction have a place to go when they're ready and want help. It gives me hope when I hear of people who were at the end of their rope, down and out, at rock bottom, sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then they find joy and peace and freedom through Jesus. So if you ask me, was the banquet successful? Yes, absolutely. We raised the funds we were hoping to. But more than that, yes, it was successful. We got to see lives changed and a vision of hope. And hope doesn't disappoint. So don't give up hope. Be encouraged today and have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.